think that all of you here this morning will agree with me when I say that the steward in this morning's gospel was both unreliable and dishonest. His cheating, like all bad habits, probably started off in small ways, but eventually took root, and for him it became a way of life. The steward must have known for quite some time that he was living on the edge, but he got away with it. In doing so, he invaded a public judgment and a guilty conscience. However, like most things evil, the steward was eventually found out and dealt with. He not only lost his job, but also his reputation. He brought shame on himself and on his family. Yet this confrontation was a moment of truth. It was a moment of truth because it revealed his dishonesty. And this revelation could have been the impetus for change. It could have been a turning point in his life. But as we all know, the steward learned nothing from his mistakes. Even after he lost his job, he continued in the same way. He didn't try to change at all. Yes, it's difficult to change the habits of a lifetime. The great Russian writer Dostoevsky says, "The second half of someone's life is made up of habits acquired during the first." If we stop and really think about this, it's a pretty scary fact. Yes, there comes a moment in our lives which we become stuck, when the clay of which we're made hardens and sets. It is no longer malleable or flexible. And so the dishonest person remains dishonest, and the greedy person greedy. There's once a very holy man who was teaching his disciples. As they were walking through a forest, the master pointed to a sapling, and he asked one of them to pull it up. The disciple did so easily. In fact, he did it with only one hand. And then the master pointed to another tree. This was a bigger one. And yet another disciple put it up. But this time it took both hands. Once again, the master pointed to a third and larger tree. And again, he asked the disciple to pull it up. But as this tree was big, the disciple could only do so with the help of a friend. Finally, the master pointed to a fully grown tree. He challenged the disciples to pull it up. Even with all of them working together, they were unable to move it. And so the master finished his lesson. He concluded his teaching. "This is how it is with habits," he said. "In the beginning, before they sunk roots, it's easy to change. But once they sink deeper roots, they take hold of our lives. And then it's impossible to change, impossible to get rid of them." This, I think, is what happened to the servant in our gospel story. He was so used to his dishonest life that he couldn't change. However, as all of us know, nothing is impossible for God. God's ways are not our own. In other words, anything is possible, even change, with the grace of God. And so our story, while showing the danger of bad habits, invites us to change our lives for the better. No, it's never too late to grow and change and develop as a person. Just as dishonesty is a way of life, so can honesty. Honesty can become a habit. It can become spontaneous and second nature. We can accomplish this one step at a time. And no, it can't happen overnight. It's like losing weight and choosing to get fit. We have to make it part of our life. It has to permeate our being. And the real reward for a deed well done is that it makes the next one easier. Every choice we make each and every day of our lives makes or unmakes our person. And no, no matter how old we are, it's never too late to change, to change our lives for the better. And Jesus said, the person who is trustworthy in very small matters is trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in small matters is also dishonest in great ones. You cannot serve both God and money.